is really sick, and my best friend is moving away. Everything is going wrong all at once.
That's really tough, but God may be using those things to help you grow closer to Him. Do you ever wonder why you have to go through hard times in life? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Well, there's a lot of possible reasons why you have to go through hard times, and one of them is that God could be using that tough time to bring you closer to Him. He might be teaching you to be patient or to forgive others or to trust Him more. Isaiah 64:8 says, "We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." Let's learn more about that. Our story today is called Block of Wood. Soren quietly stepped onto the back porch where his grandpa was enjoying the sunshine. He watched as grandpa began to shape the mustache of the wooden cowboy in his hands with his favorite knife. "Carving again, grandpa?" Soren asked. Grandpa looked up and smiled. "Good to see you, Soren. Have a seat and tell me about your day." Soren frowned and plopped down in a brown folding chair. "School was okay, I guess. Math is weird. I can't figure out this geometry stuff Mrs. Tompkins is trying to teach us. She keeps trying to explain it, but it's hard to pay attention since I get kind of distracted sometimes." "Thinking about the treatments your mom's going through?" asked Grandpa. Soren nodded. "And Jasper told me today that he's moving because his dad got a new job. We won't be able to play together anymore. He'll be living too far away." Soren put his chin in his hands and frowned. "It seems like everything is going wrong all at once." Grandpa slowly scratched his chin and looked at the wooden figure in his hand. "Soren, when I decide to carve something, what do I start with?" "A block of wood," Soren replied. "Right. I have to cut it, sand it, and carve it to make it a cowboy or a bird or whatever else I want it to be." Grandpa blew tiny flakes of wood off the cowboy's face. "That's what God is doing with you, buddy. Just like I work hard carving details on a figure to make it look just right, God is shaping you into the person He wants you to be. And He even uses the difficulties you face in life to do that. I know you're going through some tough times, but He can use them to teach you about patience and trust and other things that will help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. He loves you and promises to be with you all through your life, even in difficult times." Grandpa etched a couple more lines into the cowboy's mustache, then handed it to Soren. "Finished. He's all yours." Soren slowly ran his fingers across the cowboy's delicate wooden face and smiled. Well, how about you? Are you facing a lot of problems right now? Maybe you're having trouble at school or someone you love is sick. Dealing with problems is never easy, but Jesus promises to be with you and can use those things to help you learn to trust Him and grow in your faith. Remember that He is with you in tough situations and trust Him to use those situations to help you grow in your relationship with Him. Our key verse is Isaiah 64:8.
"We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand."
And our key thought today, let God shape you. Did you know there are 1.9 billion kids around the world and each one of them needs to hear about Jesus? You can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It's a solar-powered audio Bible that holds a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. Each purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.